Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Attorney General Keith Ellison and the mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul are filing a temporary restraining order to halt the surge of ICE agents in the Twin Cities. Mayor Jacob Frey says he's not asking ICE to stop doing its job. He's asking for an end to what he calls the unconstitutional conduct.
You can't indiscriminately take people off our streets, American citizens off our streets. You cannot drag pregnant women through the snow. You're not allowed to take teenagers out of their car and detain them when they are, in fact, American citizens.
House Republican leaders are criticizing the lawsuit filed against ICE. Speaker Lisa Damith and GOP floor leader Harry Niska said in a statement, quote, "Instead of working with the federal government to target and arrest criminal illegal immigrants, they are wasting state resources on a lawsuit that seeks to override the federal government's authority to enforce immigration law." Public safety officials say the Department of Homeland Security has refused to work with them and is not notifying local law enforcement about its efforts. Officials with the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development are confident they have the pieces in place to prevent fraud in the new paid leave program. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe.
We have really rigorous identity verification for individuals who are seeking to apply. Every single leave must be certified by the appropriate provider. Generally speaking, that's a medical provider, but for, safety leave, military leave, it's a different validation procedure.
The first payments for the paid leave program began rolling out Monday. And Hibbing Taconite plans to lay off 45 employees as the Iron Range mine and pellet plant remains partially idled. The cuts take effect February 1st. 37 of the affected workers are hourly, while 8 are salaried positions. This follows nearly 250 layoffs last spring. Minnesota is still known as a truck state. Scott Lambert of the Minnesota Auto Dealers Association says the vast majority of us drive them.
90% of our market is trucks in terms of new cars being sold. It's pickup trucks, SUVs, anything built on a truck chassis. The national number is closer to 60%, but Minnesotans just love bigger cars. They love trucks.
Lambert says winter weather is likely one of the reasons so many Minnesotans drive trucks and SUVs. And the Minnesota Wild fell to the New Jersey Devils 5-2 last night in St. Paul. It was just the second time since November 1st that the Wild lost in regulation on home ice. Ryan Hartman tied the game 1-1 in the second period before the Devils scored with 6.7 seconds remaining and then added 3 more goals in the third. Marcus Foligno netted Minnesota's second goal with 19 seconds left in the game. This is MNN.